Welcome to the Dubois Chamber of Commerce podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM. I'm Dan Kennard, and it's time to say hello once again to Morgan from the Greater Dubois Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, Dan. It is always a pleasure to join you every other week for our Let's Talk Business podcast here on Connect FM. I said the other week how fast the year is flying by, but on the flip side, I can't believe it's only March for how much we've done at the Chamber so far this year. We've had a nice good bit of ribbon cuttings with our members. We've had members opening up new locations and some very worthwhile networking events. So overall, a very busy 2024 for our office. Mm-hmm. You know, over the last few months, we've actually had a new business open in our area as well, and that is the Fountains at Dubois. Today, I'm very excited to welcome the Fountains onto the podcast this week, and joining us from the Fountains is Tanya Gillaw, the Executive Director. Tanya, thanks for joining Dan and I today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Tanya, the Fountains at Dubois is brand new to our area. For those that don't know what the Fountains is, can you give some background on the facility itself?
Absolutely. The Fountains is a personal care home with a secured memory care unit. It is privately owned by Marcy Colquitt. She is a healthcare attorney. Her and her husband, Paul Castro, own it. He is a board-certified medical physicist. They're both from Indiana, PA. Marcy has a strong healthcare background. She's had ownership in medical labs, surgery centers, cancer centers, and a prominent background in skilled nursing for 20 years alone with her brother. She knew that there was a limited number of places to go in the area, seniors aged, and not many choices. She wanted to be able to offer something completely different and envisioned elegance, luxury, vibrant living to the seniors, and an option that no one else had. So the first facility was founded in 2017, and that was the Fountains at Indiana, which was personal care. That was the first new senior living facility to come to the area in 20 years. And then about 3 years ago now, on the same property, just across the driveway, they found there to be a great need for secured dementia, and that's where the Gardens was built.
Gotcha.
All right. Tanya, the Fountains at Dubois is quite luxurious, and you mentioned that there. And for those that haven't stopped by yet, the Fountains has suites with private bathrooms and kitchenettes. Wi-Fi is available throughout the entire building, and there are bright rooms with comfortable sitting spaces. So how do those amenities that I just reeled off there, how do they set the Fountains apart?
So the average bedroom size is approximately 350 square feet with 9-foot ceilings. The suites are closer to 480 square feet with large windows, which allow a lot of light in. The bathrooms have walk-in showers with mold-resistant tile, emergency call bells, padded vinyl slip-resistant flooring to reduce the risk of falling, We have large sunrooms with access to outdoor patios in both memory care and the personal care unit, a media room, a beauty salon, multiple living room areas for visiting, a chef on staff ready to cook made-to-order meals. The amenities set us apart from others because while we're still a personal care home with a secured memory care unit, we also provide high-quality care in a luxurious setting that's more like a vacation home than a facility. Mm-hmm. So the facility is also small, and it has a limited number of beds, which it allows the staff on each unit time to get to know each resident individually, and allows them time to spend time with them throughout the day, aside from providing them care, which is nice.
Yeah, and
more personalized.
Yeah, and I can truly say Jody and I both had a visit early on at the Fountains at Dubois while it was still being built. And even then, it was just so beautiful and there was just nothing like it. And then I wasn't able to attend the open house since I was sick. But about a month ago, we had an open house at the Fountains at Dubois. And just the pictures that I saw, everything being completely built start to finish. It just really takes your breath away.
Yeah.
So on top of those amenities, the Fountain staff is there for residents and whatever care they might need. Tanya, as you said currently, the Fountains has a memory care and a personal care side to their facility. Many of the residents have differing needs and abilities. Mm-hmm. What types of staff and safety precautions are at the Fountains that can make the residents and their families feel more at ease while being there?
So all of our staff are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are all trained on site. They are all trained in Alzheimer's specialty. We do specialty training with them. They are all med trained. They are all personal care aid certified trained. Each unit has staff on duty at all times. Each resident has a call pendant that they can wear around their neck when they're moving around during the day. And if they need assistance, while we're away, we're there at a touch of a button, that's inside or outside the facility. So they walk out on the patio, they have that call button. If anything happens or if they need us, all they need to do is push that call button and we're there. We know it's their room number. It's attached to that. At night, the call pendant can be put at the bedside. It can be used in the same manner. There's also an emergency call bell in the restroom. The facility has security surveillance 24/7 as well to ensure that all the staff and residents are safe at all times. And that can be monitored by myself, the administrator, and or our IT department at all times. In or outside the facility, I can monitor it from home, which is nice. If anybody has any concerns, I can get on and check it at any time. And staff check on the residents regularly around the clock to ensure their safety. So, you know, families at home can be set at ease that every 2 hours they're doing rounds and they're checking on the residents to make sure that they're not on the floor and that everything is safe.
Wonderful. There is a lot of great aspects to the fountains, not only, of course, with luxury, but sure. I think those safety precautions too. People's families want to make sure their loved ones are secure.
Absolutely.
And Tanya, our community has been really excited for your facility to open in Dubois. For anyone that might be interested in coming to see the place mm-hmm. for themselves, can you tell us if you have any open houses coming up, or if not, how can they just stop by on a regular basis?
So every day right now is an open house. Anyone is welcome to stop by the fountains at any time for an information or a tour. I'm there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, sometimes later. But they can come by anytime. The staff will give them a tour at any time. It doesn't matter.
Perfect. Hey.
And as we end the Let's Talk Business podcast for today, Tanya, could you tell us where the fountains is located and who the community can get in touch with for any further questions?
Absolutely. We are located at 182 Develop Pack Road in Dubois. We are up past Walmart and Buck's Pizza. We are directly behind the FedEx building. You can contact myself, Tanya Gillaw. I'm the executive director at 814-997-8010. You can check us out on Facebook at The Fountains at Dubois and like our page. Or you can visit our website at fountainspersonalcare.com.
Thank you so much, Tanya. Thank you, Morgan. And thank you for taking time to listen today to the Chamber podcast, Let's Talk Business, on Connect FM.